Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Hi, George. How's it going?
Morning, Ian. Great. I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Very good. This is going to be your first one, is it, for Premier Sports?
It is. This is the first for Premier Sports, yes. I've gone down a different road, and we're into the Europa League with Manchester United tonight. Yeah.
And this is the kind of start of the Europa League, the new look Europa League as well, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah. It's like the Champions League. It's gone into a league format. It's not the group stage anymore. Yeah, it's a league format. All these teams, but you only have eight teams to play, and then it's a great big table, and the top half qualify for the knockout, and the bottom half playoff. Yeah. So it's
George,
all very...
George, don't be using up all your good lines now before the commentary tonight.
No, indeed. There'll be a bit of explaining to do there, too, I'm sure, yes.
And listen, George, Erik ten Hag, he used to play for this team, so that's a weird for him, isn't it?
It is kind of weird. It was his first professional engagement, Twente AFC, and then he went off to another club, and then he came back to Twente. So he had two spells there and made quite a number of appearances for them. But that was back in the day when he was a centre-back before he went off on his coaching career that's brought him to this pinnacle. You know, you think of Manchester United, Matt Busby, Alex Ferguson, Jose Mourinho, all the top managers have been there, and he's got to pay. He's trying to make his mark, and he's trying hard, but it hasn't really gone for him yet. FA Cup's one thing, but they want more, obviously. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I was just mentioning there you left your RTE commentary duties. I mean, like, I think when Ireland were playing, they'd say, oh, George is on the commentary. We might actually do okay on this one. You know what I mean? So you'd be missed. Yeah. But you're going to Premier Sports and you're still going to be on Lyric FM as well, doing your.
No, I haven't left RTE. It's just RTE Sport that I won't work for. No, I'm still on Lyric on Saturdays and Sundays and enjoying it very much.
And you've got a new book out as well. So you had one out before. Now, the Hamilton Notes is out now. And I believe the Breakfast Show gets a mention in it too,
Oh, it does. Absolutely. Yeah, we were in Tokyo for the World Cup.
That's right.
2002. And you had a room in the same hotel as we had. So I seem to recall you were higher up. There was probably more money in your program than
probably,
ours.
Probably, perhaps.
But you were. I went up to your room and was in there with you. And there you were, surrounded by all the paraphernalia of a radio show on the road. And of course, there was Gift Club as well. My memory of that was that Mario was doing his thing and the texts were coming in, and then you nearly fell off your chair with this woman. It arrived, and this listener said, "The guy doing George Hamilton's terrific."
Very good. Well, it's history repeating itself. The guy doing George Hamilton is terrific today as well. So, listen, in all the years, George, what about your favourite player? Who did you enjoy most watching and commentating on, do you think?
Well, the first time, I always say, is always the best. So, that 8 minutes or so into the England game in Stuttgart in 1988, and Ray Houghton put the ball in the English net, and that was the start of Ray Houghton. And then Ray Houghton was such a key component of Jack Charlton's, the first half of Jack Charlton's era. And then we got to Giants Stadium in 1994, and Ray wasn't going to be in the team. It was a doubt about whether he'd be selected or not. Yeah. And then Ray is selected, and in he goes, and 5 or 6 minutes into the game, there he is, and he whacks one over the goalkeeper, and it's 1-0 again. Yeah. And he did a somersault after that. You know, I have a podcast going with a guy called Connor Phillips called It's There. Yeah. And we were talking to Ray on the podcast, and he said he did the somersault after the goal. And after the game, he was in the players' lounge, and his wife Brenda was there. And Brenda said to him, "Why on earth did you do that?" And he said, "Do what?" He hadn't remembered.
He didn't even remember.
He did the somersault without even knowing he was so ecstatic. But yeah, Ray is my man. Ray.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, George. Sorry about this. This happens from time to time. Oh, Robbie Keane is on the line. Robbie, how are you?
How are you, Ian? How are you, George?
Morning, Robbie.
George, have you gone soft in the bleeding head?
What
68 goals, George. 146 caps. Do you not remember the goals, George? Ibaraki, you were there. You were there, George.
Did you do somersaults, did you?
You were there, Ian.
Cartwheels.
You were there. I waved to you afterwards, Ian, when he scored that. That's Amsterdam. Right. You were there, Ian. You were in Ibaraki. You saw it, George. And he says, Ray bleeding Hilton's fluky bleeding header. You know? Didn't even mean it, George. I'd be avoiding Tala. I'd be avoiding Tala for the next 2 weeks if I were you. This is a fella, Ian, that thinks there's a play in the guard, board gosh, written about him. This is what kind of a head he's got now.
Robbie.
He thinks there's a play in the board gosh that's written about him.
Thank you, Robbie. Thank you very much. Sorry, George, I think Roy Keane is on the line as well. Hello, Roy.
How's it going?
How are you?
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, I've heard he has some dodgy views on Saipan as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah. Saipan, of course, that was the big controversy, wasn't it?
Yeah. What? Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Roy went home and the team went on without him. Yeah, yeah.
Where did you stand on that?
Well, you know, collective responsibility, Ian. Yeah. My view would be, in all seriousness, that you don't do that. You don't walk away. And, of course, for Roy, it was historically an odd
one. Here we go again.
Was he not sent home? No,
exactly. All credit to amnesia at the end of the day. I don't believe what I'm hearing. I should have stayed. A collective responsibility. This is a guy working for Premier Sports talking about collective responsibility. I was sent home, you tool. I was sent home. You still have a grudge against me after I didn't talk to you in the tunnel. No, after me
talking
to Ian, after me Dave.
What's going on now?
Tunnel, he has a grudge against me.
Mick McCarthy is on now. Hello, Mick.
All right, lads. All right, George, take it easy, George. There's nothing wrong with your memory, George. There's nothing wrong with your memory.
Thanks, Mick.
Top banana. Thank you. Top banana. Justice is served after 23 years. Yeah. Love your programme on Lyric, George. Love your programme on Lyric. Hamilton scores. You have all the greats. You have all the great players. Your Tchaikovskys, your Mozarts, your Rimsky-Korsakovs, your Beethovens, your Brahms, your Puccinis. Yeah. It's unbelievable, George.
It's ancient history. Ancient history at this stage. So let's forget about that, George. I've got a very special treat. Hopefully you like this. The President of Ireland is on the line. Michael D, go ahead. There, we've got George Hamilton, and he's on the other line there, and he's about to commentate with Premier Sports on Man United versus FC Twente this evening.
Yes, I know. I'm going to be watching Premier Sports, and I listen to George on Lyric every week. I think he's just. It's wonderful what George has done for Ireland. He has contributed to the cultural fabric of our country in a great and wonderful way with his iconic voice and his silky tones.
Yes.
And I have watched every goal and every danger here he's done and every it's there that he's done. It's there and danger here is wonderful. And I wonder, Ian, I sent in a request to Charlie and yourself. And I wondered that you know I'm a huge football fan with Galway United, etc. And it was always a childhood dream of mine to play for Ireland.
Right.
In one of the great Irish teams.
Oh, you would have been good, yeah.
But then to hear George Hamilton say my name in commentary.
Right.
Like as if I was playing for Ireland.
Oh.
I sent in a request. Would it have all been possible? It would be a bucket list thing for me as president. I only have a year left. Do you know what I mean?
I think we actually put this to George just off the air, and George has worked something up for you, Michael D.
Are you serious?
We've got the sound effects there. It's Ireland versus Brazil in the World Cup final.
Oh my God,
George, you're still for it.
We've got sound effects and everything.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we got the sound effects. Okay. Oh, here we go. Ireland versus Brazil. Here we go.
Deep into injury time of the World Cup final. Brazil leading Ireland 1-0. Zico for Brazil. Oh, that's a magnificent tackle by Paul McGrath. McGrath off to Liam Brady. Brady on to Keane. Roy Keane to Johnny Giles. And Giles has it now. Last chance for Ireland. Dying seconds. Michael D. Higgins flying through the centre. It's Giles looked up. A beautiful ball to Higgins. Higgins goes by one. Goes by two. Plays a 1-2 with Robbie Keane. He's through on goal. Michael D. Higgins shoots. Yes, it's there. Michael D. Higgins has levelled it for Ireland in the dying seconds of the World Cup final.
Thank you, George.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Michael, that is wonderful, George. Thank you.
But wait. The referee is taking out a card and Michael D. Higgins is being booked for taking off his shirt. And he's been sent off. Higgins is off. Higgins has been sent off for abusing the referee. Danger here because VAR has taken his decision. VAR has ruled out the goal. It's ruled out for offside. And Ireland have lost the World Cup final.
He's
it's all over. It's all over. Michael D. Higgins leaves the field.
You want to take your shirt off,
Michael D. The dream is over.
You've completely ruined my presidency.
Good luck tonight, George. Thanks a million.
Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.